Mixler chat could run upside down because I can't, I have to set it right side up somewhere in the car, and so otherwise I can't read it, and, but then the power cord plugs into the bottom, so that means I have to set it in such a way that the power cord is getting bent in a weird way, and I know I'm just, like, slowly destroying this power cord that way. I hope I don't get sick. That'd be real bad. So I guess with the way that stuff works, it would be too late, right? Because if Dan is sick now, that means he's maybe been contagious for a day or so. Been pretty okay at shaking stuff off, being around sick people lately, so fingers crossed. I don't feel great right now, but I think that's mostly that sandwich's fault. Needed more cheese? Yeah, I probably should have taken one of the bacons off and put more cheese on. It didn't really taste especially bacony. Also, I didn't feel like there were 4 servings of bacon on that thing. So that's always the thing whenever, you know, you get a pizza or something. If you get, like, one extra pepperoni or double extra pepperoni. Like, you're really getting too full. So just put a little extra on there. Just throw a little extra on there. You're getting robbed. Anyway, so I'm drinking an orange juice. It says it's 100% juice. You know, a little extra vitamin C in. The sandwich itself was not bad. It was like a good, you know, like roast beef sandwich. Not a ton of barbecue sauce on it. Probably could have used some more of that as well. But it just, it was already so wet and messy that actually, you know, just for our purposes of eating near computers, it probably is a good thing that it was not mad saucy. See, I need a different vibe for this evening drive. It's been a long day. The slow drive out of San Francisco has a different feel than the fast drive in.
5's out. Speed had to feed by 9-5 out. Posted on the block, flower need a fix. Clay Thompson with Rockwell miss. Get the fuck up on my dope house. 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 Get the fuck up on my dope.
Live from headquarters with my homeboy DJ Premier. Yeah. Bring it to the streets. It's my turn. Now Rick is the champion. It's my turn. Champ is here. How could you stop a man that's been plotting this plan for years? We keep hitting you, cause we know the world's hard-headed. I paid my dues in cash, stock, bonds, and credit. The rock ones embedded in my DNA makeup. Perseverance, refusal to quit, anger's the haters, and that's inspiration enough. Don't like it tough. I'ma keep dropping new stuff, just to fuck your mood up. All of us that put in this work, we feel slighted. So we show up to the party uninvited. You may not want us here, but trust we belong here. So we gonna get comfortable and pull up some lawn chairs. Relax with it. You reach ain't long enough like trying to smack midgets. You never hit your mark trying to start with the rap wizard. Craig G's pen game, precise exact digits. And a big earth beat will turn tough guys to timid. Let's hit it.
It's my turn.
Fuck it. Turn in here instead, because this street that I normally take is fucked. Out of your traffic.
No secret that the both of us are running out of time. So help from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you.
Ah, some hits.
Get up, 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 get up
entering Verizon's darkness there. Just about. What am I doing?
Seagulls, one of the many great bands joining Alan Hunter, Nina Blackwood.
I saw if any was going to play some Ronin, which looks like a neat game. There are some people driving poorly on the roads tonight.
You knew that, didn't you? The David Bowie song featuring the lyric, "If you should fall into my arms and tremble like a..." Trembling Flowers got a lot, hey, it's Dave Pendleton's first wife, his primal screen.
Gotta love him. Like, what, you had nothing to say about that line from that song. He was like, it's got this line of the song. Trembling Flowers, gotta love him anyway.
We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a party.
Ah, whatever, like, you cannot expect them to always have something insightful to say about every song, I guess. That was just particularly like, why say anything? Did that Warcraft movie trailer today look lame? Yeah, like Avatar. Yeah. It's just the mixing of the computery orcs and non-computery humans. I thought it just looked like shit. And also, it's just like, it's not like the Warcraft story has some huge thing to bring to the table in that. It's just like, I don't know, it's a fantasy thing, and there are some humans, and there are some orcs, and maybe some elves, and, you know, there are some races in here. Sometimes people ride on griffins, like, to get from place to place in the game, so, you know, will there be gnomes with big motorcycles or anything, you know, like, I don't know, I just, so I guess, like, the whole project I kind of always thought seemed a little needless, but... We'll look at that and go, yeah, man, it's like, if you're just like some Lord of the Rings fan who's just like, well, they don't really make those movies anymore, so I gotta take what I can get.
had like posters and I had that poster, and you know, like you look at a poster and it looks like the eyes follow you. And so like Billy Porter's eyes would follow me.
He does sort of seem like the most good ways. But he's got that vibe that like, is he bitchy or happy?
That's so intriguing. That sounds like a really good trivia game, like bitchy or happy.
Well, I'd actually be down to play that. Okay. Like, you see a portrait and then you're like, are they bitchy or are they happy? Oh yeah, and then we're after this Pepper by Butthole Surfers. Also fabulous song.
Some people are like, ew, Crazy Town. I was like, are you kidding? That song is great.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah.
So, does Butterfly have any relation to that song?
Kind of. I mean, it's just, I've noticed that, like, okay, so, like, Nabokov, Dolly Parton, Mariah Carey, like, so many people with butterfly symbol is, like, their symbol, so.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about Dolly Parton.
Ooh, yeah.
Because she's phenomenal, and I know you love her. Have you gotten a chance to meet her?
No. Have you?
No, no. I haven't, but.
I've already so
I almost jealous. Went to Dolly World when we
Dollywood.
Were. Dollywood. Dollywood. Dollywood when we were driving cross country. It's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right?
Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, it's in rural Tennessee. But so tell me about why, like, did you discover young Dolly Parton?
Yes.
And then is that when you fell in love with her? Did you have a connection with her? As a more mature artist.
Well, she's my grandfather's favorite musician, so he's always like, be more like Dolly, be more like Dolly, whatever.
Like, my breasts will never be that large.
No, he's actually like, you need sexier outfits. I'm like, thanks, Grandpa.
Well, if you can be mentally tall, you can be mentally sexy.
Maybe.
Mentally busty?
Mentally busty? Oh, wow, that seems hard. But I mean, okay, the thing I love about Dolly, though, is that she's so dark and so intense, but she's so fucking grateful. Like, she's always so stoked to be there. And even when the worst stuff is happening, or she's like even going to something that's really intense, it's like, I feel like as musicians, like, we kind of have the best job in the world. Like, pretty much everyone wishes they could make a living doing what they love. And I think that's just like with Dolly, it's just like shines through. It's like so present and obvious. And I just think that that's like almost more than any other artist. It's just like, it's the main thing that strikes you about Dolly is she's so happy and grateful to be there. And I think that's like really. I just, like, I always keep that in mind, like, you know, because I'll be like, hate this, and I'm like, what the hell, like, right. You know, be so happy that you're here, it's, like, really important, you know?
I think, yeah, I completely agree with you, because I came to music full-time after teaching in the South Bronx, and I loved that job, it was incredible, but I was busting my ass, waking up, commuting, like,
yeah,
a lot of reasons to get super burnt out on a job like that, mm-hmm. And then when I started to experience, like, musicians being cranky on a tour bus.
It's like, okay, also, you get to be in a tour bus. If you've ever had a tour, and not when you're in, like, a minivan or smaller,
right.
Like,
right.
I did a tour in a Geo Tracker once,
right.
And the rain came in through the ceiling was broken, and we would just be rained on, and, like, it's you know what I mean? Like, you're on a tour bus, like, my right. God, you're yeah. Stoked. You have an actual bed.
I think there's a lot of crankiness in the music industry, and I think
there
that's
is.
Unfortunate. And, yeah, I mean, somebody like Dolly Parton just seems like she just radiates, like,
yeah.
Positivity. And you know, obviously coming from poverty and coming from a place where
no one ever expected her to achieve what she achieved, and so she's always seemed super grounded.
Grimes introduces you to her new album, Art Angels. And plays whatever else she
and
feels
talks
like
about some shit about Dolly Parton, I guess.
Grimes has complete control of Sirius XM.
Just whatever, why not?
You like a Seahawk defensive back.
I'm 40, come on.
Son, if you want to treat him like he's Colin Kaepernick and Richard Sherman, I don't care, all right? Just go for it.
I'm just kidding. I shouldn't pick on 10-year-olds. I'm sorry.
Hey.
How old are you? 19? Liar. You glue the facial hair on? Is that real? Oh, it's real.
Can't smell it.
Punch him in his fucking face. An announcer got knocked out at the fucking rodeo this weekend because of course he did. It's the rodeo. I don't know how many, really. I guess I don't know how long the story will end up being, but I have what feels like a million hours of Fallout left to play before writing a review of that game. We recorded a thing, and that'll go up sometime on Monday. Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, I've kind of been playing it at my own pace. Well, also, like, I, you know, reviewed Black Ops and Need for Speed while in possession of Fallout, so it was like, I've only had a few days of, like, really sinking directly into Fallout, with nothing else kind of in the way. Most of Black Ops I was done with a little while ago. So yeah, that's my weekend, which, you know, it's nice to play big games sometimes, you know, like it's a highly anticipated game and I'm interested in seeing it. But it's one of those things like, do I want to rush my way through it to try to put a review together and all that other stuff, or do I want to see this thing for what it is? Kind of take my own pace through it. Like, we'll see, you know? We'll see what side quests present themselves, and I'll just probably end up playing it how I would play anything else, which is quickly but not critically, not critical pathly, I suppose. Usually tend to let myself fall into big long side quest lines and stuff kind of as I see fit, and then usually don't get into a mode where like I'm just going to keep mainlining the story on this stuff until I get close to the end, and like if a story builds momentum in a way where you're just like, well, I really want to see how this ends, so I'm ignoring everything else until I'm done with this. That's usually how it goes. And I don't know how this one will go. You know, I got a lot of time left to spend with it, so we'll see. I am pretty much in the same boat as you with that. I find myself more likely to want to finish Fallout games than Elder Scrolls games. Like, by the end of Skyrim, there was definitely a feeling of, like, I'm just going to get through this thing, because as much as I've enjoyed it, I have meandered a ton, and, like, I am kind of done with a lot of these mechanics. Let's just bang out the rest of this or whatever and see it. Sort of how that ended up going for me. Also, I need to spend time with the other versions of Fallout. I've been playing it on one platform, and I have access to all three, so... other people on staff have been playing other versions of it, so... Yeah, you know.
Video game.
they put out that Pip-Boy app for iOS that's up and available for download, so I'm going to start trying that out and see. See how that works out. I don't know. See if that's like a good UI alternative. I don't know what to expect from that, really. They sent over the one that comes with the Pip-Boy thing, so I guess for the full effect, I should try that dumb thing on, huh? Play it without putting that thing on, so it's not like... You have to launch the app. It's got... like, Pip-Boy mode and full-screen mode. I'm not really sure what the difference is. I guess it's probably just that... Maybe Pip-Boy mode is rounded to fit the window of whatever the plastic thing is. I don't know. Chelsea. Oh, man. Kind of want to watch Vinny's stream. I'll probably pop that on when I get home. See how he's doing. At least for a while. I'm not going to stay up too late. Try to get some sleep. And then settle in for a weekend of video game reviewing. And heater vent cleaning. It's my two plans. Clean out the heater vents because the heater's got to go on because it got fucking cold. Holy shit. And get through as much of that damn game as I can. Okay, I made it home. And that's pretty fucking exciting. Have a good weekend, everybody.